We have to have an open house for anyway. We're not a school. A bunch of people traipsing in here asking questions. You know, we're trying to get some work done.
Actually, the concept of an open house is quite sound and potentially beneficial.
Excuse me, I think I hear my tea.
One of the main problems in police-community relations is that the police often seem remote, and thus a little frightening to the general public. This will give them the opportunity to come in here, see how we work, where we work, thus alleviating their fears and correcting misconceptions.
Well, I cleaned up the interrogation room.
Good. Did you put away the whips? Sure, good move.
You work, you sweat, you try and do your best, and you end up putting out donuts. 15 lousy bucks to feed 100 people.
And you, Levitt?
Oh, God. You know, I'm in charge of the refreshments for this thing. Just laying out a little buffet for the guests.
Just lovely.
I got some cocktail wieners, saltines and chips, peanut butter, horseradish dip, and a bowl of Cheetos.
Ah, no pâté?
Pâté, what's that?
Probably means the pâté de foie gras. French delicacy made from goose liver.
What is it, kind of like Spam?
Pretty much.
I gotta go back down there.
All right.
I'll be going out a little later. Maybe I'll pick up some of that pâté.
Should be next to the Spam.
Thanks.
12th Precinct, Sergeant Dietrich.
Ah, everything looks pretty good. Morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Barn.
Barn?
Hey, what you got there?
Oh, just some, things. A couple of suits.
Oh, make a wardrobe change?
No.
I considered it.
Want cleaners?
As a matter of fact, I'm, moving out of my hotel room.
To another hotel room?
No. For everyone's information, I am moving back into my apartment.
Oh,
hey! Hey. All right. Miss Miller gonna be there?
Yes.
Great.
All right.
Well, look, we got a lot of work to do, and it's gonna be a lot of people traipsing in and out, so let's get to it.
Huh? Okay, sure. Wait a minute. I want to say one thing before... that the whole time, you know, when even when things were at their worst, I knew you guys were going to get back together.
Ah, so did I.
But I appreciate your support over these last few weeks.
May I say something?
Sure.
Got a fire down the docks.
Ooh, what, where?
Warehouse at Pier 10.
Another arson.
Same area as last time.
All right, you and Mojo.
You know, Barton, sometimes I wish I could carry all my wardrobe in just one hand.
Maybe someday.
John Dietrich's still out, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Who's responsible for that?
Levitt.
Open house been going okay?
Oh, I've been able to handle the crush pretty well so far.
Nobody showed up.
Mm-mm.
Oh. Still early.
Yeah.
Maybe that's someone RSVPing. Welcome to the 12th. Sergeant Harris. Oh, yeah. Just a moment. It's Mr. Sylvester returning your call. The assistant manager over at the hotel.
Oh, yes, Mr. Sylvester. Yes, I just called to inform you that I am checking out today. I'll be dropping off the key a little later this afternoon. Yes, one other thing, please. I've paid my bill for the entire month, so I'd appreciate it if you'd arrange to have the refund. Did I say something funny? No, sir, I was not informed regarding that policy. Look, Mr. Sylvester, this is a significant amount of money. Yeah, well, I would appreciate it if you would have the manager call me, please. Yes, and you tell him that I have a certain amount of legal... Hello? Hello?
Laughing with you, not at you.
Subtle difference.
Put a lid on it, will you? Come on, bring it in here.
You are my servants. I don't understand why you people are doing this. It's irrational.
We're psycho cops. This is Gregory Bickman.
Dr. Bickman.
We found him nosing around the pier, and he had no explanation for what he was doing there.
I was doing research.
He's a shrink.
I am a doctor of psychiatry. Arson is what we in psychiatry call a societal lab reaction.
Yeah, well, we don't. All right, we're going to...
Doctor, I'm Captain Miller.
How do you do?
Doctor, we're just laymen here, so...
An abreaction is the releasing of repressed emotion by reliving in word or action the original traumatic situation.
Exactly.
It's a lucky guess.
So, you see, I was there simply to observe the reactions and the behavior of people who set fires.
Did you observe any?
No. Unfortunately, I was the only one there.
Fortunately.
And then when we came up to him, he started running.
Flight is a universal response to the unknown, right?
What are you asking me?
Doctor, I think under the circumstances, we're going to have to detain you for a while.
No, I swear, I have nothing to do with the fire.
Come on, have a seat, just... Doctor.
Why, am I being charged?
Sergeant Wojciechowicz is just going to take your statement, get some information.
There's nothing that I can tell you. Even if I wanted to. Which I can't.
Have a seat, Doctor, will you? You're in private practice, Doctor?
Yes.
I take it you have all different kinds of patients?
Yes, mental illness doesn't play favorites.
I mean, lawyers, teachers,
housewives, and stockbrokers,
arsonists.
Damn, he's perceptive.
Arsonists.
All right, Doctor.
You see, I've been treating this man for 3 months, and he has a psychosexual blockage, which he sublimates through fire setting.
Now, you're certain he set this fire?
Yes, this one and five more before in the same area. So we had a session this morning. I followed him down, but I was too late.
Don't worry about it, Doc. What's his name?
I beg your pardon?
His name.
Oh, no. Oh, I pass on that.
Can't pass on that.
Take it easy. Now, Captain, you understand there is a doctor-patient privilege here.
And I understand it, and I respect it, but you must see that we are dealing here with criminal behavior.
I'm afraid that is irrelevant from my point of view, Captain.
Somebody could have got killed. Is that irrelevant?
Believe me, the man is conscientious, which is a result of excessive mothering.
Cares? Doctor. Now, look, Doctor, we appreciate your dilemma, but you have to appreciate ours as well.
I sympathize with you, Captain. I invoke confidentiality.
That didn't work for Nixon, and it ain't gonna work for you.
Ojo, why don't you check the arson files, see what you can come up with.
I was a priest or something.
Sergeant Dietrich will take your statement.
Well, I told you.
No, nothing unethical, just name, business address, that kind of.
Yeah, but it's a very complex case.
We'll confer over here.
Anybody downstairs?
Cops.
I'm sure glad I didn't buy anything special for today.
I spent an extra half hour figuring out what to wear.
Never enough time, mister.
Must be getting near lunch. That dip is starting to look good to me.
Are you?
Oh?
Here for the open house.
Oh, yes. Welcome. I'm Captain Miller.
Yeah.
This is Sergeant Harris, Sergeant Wojciechowicz. You are?
Ray.
Nice to meet you, Ray.
Have food for anybody?
Help yourself.
Thanks. You guys are doing a wonderful job.
You're too kind.
That way you lock up the...
Sure is. If you have any other questions, feel free to ask them.
That coffee fresh?
Be my guest.
Beautiful.
Well, precinct, would you hold? Where? Did anybody get hurt? Okay, thanks. Barn, it's not a fire at Pier 11.
Two in one day? I thought we were making progress.
Yeah, well, two guys got stuck inside this time. They just barely got out.
All right, doctor.
All right, now we have a direct threat to life.
But this isn't like him, honestly. He's a very decent human being.
I'm sure he's a wonderful guy, but, you know, if he keeps setting these fires, sooner or later, somebody's going to wind up dead.
I know that, but we're talking about a sacred trust.
To which there are exceptions, am I not correct?
That is true, but... Vincent Carew, Morris Hotel, I'm pretty sure.
Dietrich,
oh, God. Oh.
Thank you, Doctor.
I guess I'll be going now.
Glad you could drop in, Ray.
Sure. Listen, you guys keep up the good work. We're 100% behind you.
Thanks.
Let's do it again. Real soon.
Afternoon, sir.
Love it.
Just checking to be sure that the open house is going smoothly up here.
Oh, very smoothly.
Oh, sir, I hope you don't mind if I take the liberty of saying how personally thrilled I am.
About what?
The resumption of your marital status.
Levitt, my marital status has never changed.
Sir, I didn't mean to imply that you weren't married, simply that for a period of time you had to do without the usual marital pleasures. Like home cooking. I mean, there's nothing like home cooking, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll freshen up the Cheetos, sir. Huh?
You do that.
Don't be embarrassed, Captain. It's epidemic.
What is?
The breakup of the nuclear family.
Oh, well, we were only separated temporarily. As a matter of fact, I'm moving back in today.
I wish you luck.
Yeah, I suppose you people know better than anyone the difficulty of maintaining a relationship.
I've been divorced 5 years.
Oh, well, I wasn't referring specifically.
That's all right. All right. The more complex and frenetic this society becomes, the more I am beginning to doubt any kind of long-term relationship is possible.
Well, but I mean, if two people realize that and are willing to maintain a certain respect...
I wish someone had told my wife that. I mean, with her, it was all self-gratification. There was no concern with my aspirations or my needs at all.
Sorry.
Why aren't you on Central Park South like everyone else? That's what you used to say to me. Really?
Certainly appreciate the advice.
Sure.
This is your detective room. Bunch of wonderful guys up here. Captain, I brought a couple of friends. Two of your biggest supporters.
What do you do?
The buffet still open?
Help yourself.
Very authentic.
Salt of the earth.
All right, Carew, jeez.
I want to help you, Vincent. I'm your friend. Trust me, Vincent. You trust somebody, and what do you get?
Another day older and deeper in debt. You imagine that. Oh, Vincent.
You told!
I didn't want
you
to, Vincent,
stink.
But
you know that.
Under the circumstances.
You stink, that... too.
Transference.
Barnum got him coming out of his hotel, and he had this box of goodies with him. Kerosene, lighter fluid, heavy asbestos gloves, matches, Blistex.
I got tender lips, but I'm sure he told you that already.
Of course I didn't.
Why not? I bet you told him everything else by now.
I did not.
All about my sex hang-ups, filthy dreams, how I stutter in front of beautiful women.
That is not true, Vincent.
Okay, all women.
Vincent, would you please try to...
Did he fill you in on my childhood?
Now, stop it.
Oh, believe me, he...
I wet my bed till I was 17.
You're the arsonist. All right. Mr. Carew, just have a seat over here, please. Sergeant Bojahowicz will get the information from you, and then you'll be able to call your attorney.
You know I can't talk on the phone.
Oh, right. I forgot. We'll work something out. Dr. Bickman, it really won't be necessary for you to stay any longer. We'll contact you if we need you.
Oh?
No, you're free to go.
Am I really?
Yes.
Free.
Free.
I think that's an obsolete concept, don't you?
Just a moment. Barney?
Excuse me.
Really free? Is any one of us really free anymore?
As far as the police department is concerned, you're free.
Literalist.
It's Mr. Waldo, the manager at the Greenwich Hotel.
Oh.
This should be a good one.
I better take this in my office.
Oh, sure. Not in front of company.
Date of birth?
October 12th, 1948. I can save you the arithmetic. I stopped wetting the bed in 66.
Nobody cares.
Maybe not now.
Occupation?
Assistant shipping clerk, Cameo Brazier Company. He said it would be good for me. Told me I had to open up more, reach out.
All right, Vincent.
Trust people.
Now, Vincent, I am very sorry for what happened, but you are not the only person in this world with problems.
How do you spell Brazier?
Never mind, I'll abbreviate it.
Vincent, will you listen to me, please? I have fears and anxieties of my own. I have guilt of my own. I've got guilt of my own.
It's just that I was making progress. I really felt like I was getting better.
You were. You certainly were.
I didn't tell you. But this girl at the office, I asked her out with me.
Oh, Vincent, that's marvelous.
She won't go, but I asked her.
Oh, that's the important part.
All right.
Yes.
It's your office, Doc.
Vincent, I want you to keep seeing me.
But I'm going to be in jail, right?
Hopefully.
All right, then. I will come to you, okay?
I don't care.
But I do. Do you mind?
All right. Vincent, I will see you very soon. Goodbye.
Oh, thank you, Sergeant.
Don't worry, Doc. I'll keep an eye on him.
You know, you have a very interesting way with people. Very analytical and detached. I think you could make a very excellent psychiatrist.
No, I don't have the patience.
Well, believe me, patience takes a good while to accumulate, but once you have it, you...
See you, Doc.
Look, I only paid that bill in advance for your convenience, not mine.
Mr. Waldo, the fact is, you're not going to have any difficulty re-renting that room.
Well, wait a minute. That means you're going to be getting double rent? You guys do an awful lot of laughing down there, don't you?
Look, hold the phone, will you? Just hold on. Can I help you?
Oh, no. Just browsing. You go right ahead with what you're doing.
Thank you. Look, Mr. Waldo, I was hoping that as rational human beings... That is your final word? I should have known better than to check into a hotel that's been busted 25 times for prostitution. Never mind how I know. You just get ready for a letter from my lawyer. Hello?
Hello?
Excuse me!
It's nice material.
All right. Out of here. Let's get going. Come on.
Sure. Come on.
Okay, everybody. Gentlemen, that's it. Open house is over.
Thought it was till 6.
Very nice to meet you, but we've got a lot of work to do.
I ain't finished my platter yet.
Everybody out!
Hey, sure. I mean, we was leaving anyway. Sorry if we made any trouble for you. I mean, we just thought open house meant, you know, open house.
That's the way it is. Let's go.
Listen, it was real nice meeting you guys. Keep shooting straight. Let's go.
Wait a minute. Where are you guys going now?
Oh, we got places. Don't worry.
Now, wait a minute. Here.
What's that?
It's key to a room at the Greenwich Hotel. Rent is paid till the end of the month. You guys can stay there.
Oh, boy!
Thanks!
That include room service?
Whatever you can get.
You sure you won't be needing this?
No, that's all right. I've made other arrangements for a place to sleep.
Okay. Well, take care of yourself.
Nice to meet you, Ray.
And see you next year.
Carl, that was beautiful. Well, the place was empty. I wasn't using it. You know.
I would have done exactly the same thing.
I admire you, Captain. It isn't very often a person has a chance to do something for his fellow human beings and stick it to a hotel at the same time. Just putting it in perspective.
Thank you, DJ.
Pate!
Must have been out of spam.